Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapetewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, Entrusted with Faith.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At one time, Jesus told his disciples this parable. It would be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one, he gave 5 talents. To another, 2. To another, 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and made 5 talents more. So also he who had received 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had received 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I know you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I had not sowed, and gather where I had not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Life is a journey, so we are told. And in today's gospel, we are told about this master who is about to embark on a journey. This master in today's gospel shows us how things should be done. He prepares for this journey. His way of preparation was to leave funds to his servants. The master knew that one day he will return, and on his return, he expected a diligent account of his funds. Our blessed Lord Jesus Christ can be compared to this master. You and I can be compared to the servants. You and I are called to be like these two good servants who, when entrusted with their talents, they made sure that they did not sit idle, but they went on using them. It is also important to note that in today's parable, the servants have received talents each according to his ability, his or her ability. And we can see a strong sense of equity. Yes, there's so much talk about equality, but here we see equity. Each receives according to their needs. Each receives according to their ability. We have received many gifts from God. Speaking of the church, we also have received or are entrusted with our faith, which allows us a share in the Godhead or in the life of the Trinity. Through the sacrament of baptism, you and I are made sons and daughters of God. And in confirmation, we receive the Holy Spirit, which we received at our baptism, but in confirmation, it is even strengthened further. And in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist, we receive Jesus, who is fully present. As we receive these gifts, we are challenged not to stay idle. Rather, as we receive these gifts, we need to live as truly part of the Godhead, God who is constantly at work, and we ought to be constantly at the service of our brothers and our sisters. Amen.